You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast of our Free Presbyterian Church. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and I trust that you have been growing and following along in the comprehension of the cross of the Lord Jesus. Each day I'm trying to expound and set forth the concepts of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, laying down his life upon that cross at Calvary. And my burden is that men do not miss the meaning. They do not get lost in the woodwork and miss the very meaning of what the Lord Jesus accomplished on that cross. And lest you miss the meaning of the cross, you must understand that Jesus died on the cross in perfect obedience to the Father, with a purpose to save his people. Obedience is a key factor in Christ's death. He was sent by the Father. He was a servant of the Father. He came to do the Father's will and rejoiced in doing it. Every part of Jesus' life was an act of obedience to provide a perfect robe of righteousness for sinners. That means that all his works, words, miracles, ministry, and sufferings were required by God to give sinful men everything that they had lost in Adam. Through Adam, we are guilty, defiled, and naked, with nothing good to offer God. All we have from our sinful lives are filthy rags. God cannot accept man's works, for they are polluted due to sin in our hearts and natures. So for the Lord Jesus to be the Savior of sinners, he must obey God's will and become the worker of righteousness on our behalf. That also included obedience unto death. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 2:8, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Jesus' obedience then included his suffering and dying. The wages of sin demands death of the sacrifice. Jesus had to die to fulfill the work of providing righteousness for sinners. So you need to consider Jesus' death as the servant working for you to provide a perfect righteousness for you, or your perfect fitness for heaven. Do you see that and thank the Lord for it? If not, then you miss the cross. One has written, "What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt when I a bondman stood, and has my soul at ransom set? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme my soul shall best employ? Thy harp before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy. 'Tis Jesus' precious blood." And it is the only power that can redeem, justify, set us apart for God, and bring us one day to glory. So do not put your trust in anything apart from the blood of Jesus. Now, someone has said that the blood of Jesus is theological shorthand for his sacrifice. And we'll come to that in these meditations on the cross. May God write these things on your heart and give you saving faith in the death, the sacrifice, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Redeemer of God's elect.